Will the election in Turkey all come down to the economy? Hello and welcome to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne and thanks so much for joining us this morning. Let's start with Turkey because polls there are tight ahead of this Sunday's crucial presidential election. President Erdogan has been criticised for how he handled the February earthquake and the economy. But analysts caution against underestimating him. However, in one swing city, voters are looking for change. The BBC's Victoria Craig travelled to Antalya, a city on the Mediterranean coast, to find out how the nation's youngest voters are feeling.
Tuba is an 18-year-old working as an intern at the Max Hair Studio along Antalya's sparkling turquoise coast. When she steps into the voting booth on Sunday, she joins 5 million other voters in casting a ballot for the very first time. She didn't want us to use her last name out of fear of political retribution.
I'm excited because I think we will move to a new order and a new welfare.
Voters aged 18 to 24 make up 15% of Turkey's population, and they have never known a Turkey without Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the helm. Like many of them, Tuba has watched her role models, family, and even her boss struggle with the impact of sizzling inflation, which topped out at 85.5% last fall, and a currency that shed roughly half its value in the last year.
The economy needs to improve in order to bring the sector I work to the best place.
In the run-up to the big vote, President Erdogan has stuck to his policy of not raising interest rates to combat red-hot inflation. He has unleashed policies aimed at helping households, though. Those include discounted energy bills, higher minimum wage, and a change in the retirement age. But Tuba says it's too little too late, and she's voting for opposition candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. This is a common opinion among this voting bloc, as Hacettepe University professor Ali Çalar explains. He and a team of researchers have spent 2 years polling young people in every province.
They are unhappy with this government or this style of education and economic conditions and the system of corruption, etc., not to find easily a job.
Polls are neck and neck, and neither candidate has a clear edge in this race. At the Max Hair Salon, Tuba says her friends and family believe the country needs to be united.
They think that if the administration changes, at least we can have freedom of thought. A new economic era will begin, and the current economic situation will change.
No doubt there is passion behind the words of young voters across Antalya. The country's economy, their futures, they say, hang in the balance. In Antalya, Turkey, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers now. The UK economy is doing better than expected, according to the latest GDP figures, which are up 0.1%. But Asian equities aren't doing so well. Mixed picture for markets there, as traders are still worried by the health of regional banks in the US. It's billed as the biggest global music competition. And no, I'm not talking about American Idol or The Voice. I'm talking about Eurovision Song Contest. Even Will Ferrell made a movie about it. It's watched by over 130 million people, and it's more who watch than the Super Bowl. And it was supposed to be hosted by Ukraine this year, but the war made that impossible. So it's moved to the city of Liverpool in the north of England. The event is expected to bring a big economic boost. Last time in Turin in Italy, it was estimated tourists brought in $20 million and all the exposure for the city was valued at $60 million. The BBC's Olivia Wilson has been to Liverpool to speak to businesses there.
If you're excited now, wait until the music starts.
I'm about to make the journey many others will be making to one of the hotels. And as I walk through the automatic glass double doors, the first sign I'm greeted with is a yellow Eurovision Song Contest sign saying, "Proud to welcome Eurovision Song Contest to Liverpool." I sat down with Howard Lewis, the hotel manager. He was on the committee that put the bid together to have Eurovision hosted in the city.
We spoke to other cities like Turin that hosted it last year to find out the kind of volumes of people coming and staying in the city. And there's obviously statistics around the number of countries attending and how many delegates they normally bring. And then you've got the sponsors and the crew and obviously then all of the fans and people coming into a city like Liverpool.
How has Eurovision kind of affected your business and your hotel?
It's great. There's 160 million people that are going to be watching that final, and that brings something to a city which you can't buy.
Have you had to increase the number of staff here at all, just for Eurovision?
I think hotels across the city, restaurants, bars have, yes. I think for a hotel like here, we'll have a lot of the people that are going to be attending the events at the ACC. It's more about flexing when our staff are working to facilitate when the demand is going to be there.
You can probably hear the sounds of seagulls, and that's a good indicator of where we are by the Albert Dock. I popped into the Nova Scotia Cafe to meet Ian Hoskins, the managing director of the Mile Pub Group.
Realistically, it's been a tough couple of years for hospitality. To be honest, last year I think was the toughest year of all. You know, we'd gone through Brexit, COVID, supply chain problems, inflation problems, energy costs are incredibly, incredibly challenging for us. I think essentially what Eurovision has given a city like Liverpool is hope. It feels like we are in dark times at the moment. So it's fantastic to have this energy that's coming to this city in terms of the amount of things that are going on, the people, the visitors. I mean, it's what Liverpool does best. This is a showcase for the city. It's a showcase for the contest and a showcase primarily, from my point of view, for my business.
That was Olivia Wilson with that report from Liverpool in England. And it's actually getting me excited because I'm heading down to make my own contribution to the Eurovision economy. So I'd better go, because that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to Ollie Dalbert-Hansen for producing. Izzy Whitehead was on the tech. Our editor is Joe Critcher. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.